Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, as I said, it's our weekly piece where we look at a Dublin Sporting Club and the effort that they've put into their community. And this week, I'm delighted to welcome, on behalf of Railway Union Sports Club, the one and only Derek Collins. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning. And welcome to Sandymount.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it well. A fantastic part of the world, a fantastic club down the laneway, and everything opens up when you get to the end of the laneway and it's all in there for all to see. A club with loads of tradition and history.
Yes, it's funny. When I was researching this for our discussion this morning, you know, club founded in 1904, formerly known as the Railway and Steam Packet Athletic and Social Union. So what it was, Reggie, was a club that was formed for the tram workers. There was lots of trams back in those years. And then when the trams moved on to buses, a member sports club evolved. So, you know, over 120 years, the club is still there. It's gone through lots of changes, but I'm delighted to say, you know, it's a multi-sports club, seven sections, and certainly in my time there, the club is in its healthiest state ever.
That's great, because it is so difficult for clubs financially and everything else to survive. And I have to say, to survive not only just with the finances, Derek, but also in your location. I mean, that piece of ground, I'm sure there's been many a developer that's looked at it and thought how many millions it's worth. It must be hard to resist for the club the offers that must have come along the way.
Well, you know, but like, I've been in the club over 50 years and there's that great tradition. So when you look at the greats that have played in Railway Union, like Ginger O'Brien, Joey O'Mara, some of the rugby players, we've had one or two international tennis players. There's such an ethos and a tradition, and it's very much a community club, and I know that's one of your themes, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want the club to prosper, which it's doing, and we're seeing a renaissance of people coming in this area. For example, Reggie, the glass bottle site is starting to be redeveloped.
That's
and that
right.
will lead to several thousand new people in the area. Mm. So that to us is a natural alliance for us to provide sporting facilities to all the new arrivals in this area.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, from my time being involved in the club game, I also remember how women's rugby was developed probably first of all in Railway Union. It was one of the strong...
Men's rugby has been there for years, as you know, Reggie, but the ladies was developed, particularly led by a guy called John Cronin, mm-hmm. and they set down the seeds, and they built from the ground up a very strong ladies' team, built around sevens and then into 15s, and, you know, I'm very proud to say they won both the Energia All-Ireland League and the All-Ireland Cup, led by such stalwarts as Lindsay Pete, who is mm-hmm. an evergreen and just never stops playing.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I know Lindsay, and as you said, a stalwart. Okay, so just in terms of, to finish up, just in terms of the community, just give us an outline and an idea of the importance of it.
Yeah, it's, as I said, you know, with seven sections, so we have tennis, cricket, hockey, bowls, rugby, soccer, bridge, you know, that covers all aspects of the community, all ages. For example, in tennis, we run special needs for coaching for the local schools. Cricket, there's junior cricket that's run. Bowls for those, as I said, of a more senior years. So it covers all those, as I said, social aspects. Another little night thing we do, we've had a number of Ukrainian families move into the area, and we have reached out to them and offered them free membership of the club so they can integrate and feel part of our Sandymount Rail Union Sports Club.
Fantastic initiative. Well done, Derek. Okay.
One thing yep. I'd like to do, Reggie. Katie Mullen is playing for Railway Union in the hockey. She's captain of Railway, but she's also playing for Ireland today. And we'd like to wish Katie and the Irish team every success. So hopefully they'll qualify for the Olympics when they play in the United Kingdom this afternoon.
Absolutely. And we wish them the very best as well. Well, Derek, thank you very much for giving us such a great insight into your wonderful club, Railway Union, and many more years of success there to be enjoyed by everybody in the community. Take care.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thanks very much. That's Derek Collins there of Railway Union.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.